A new public opinion study finds that the coronavirus health crisis has affected the mental health of young Americans under age 35. The study found that 56% of Americans 18 through 34 said they felt isolated in the past month. That compares to 40% of older Americans. The research group NORC at the University of Chicago carried out the study. It questioned more than 2,000 people, age 18 and older, across the United States. Younger adults are dealing with major life issues, including starting college and finding jobs. However, the pandemic has kept them from social activities that are especially important for unmarried people and those starting families. Many younger people are beginning their adult lives during an economic recession. Those in their 30s are experiencing their second. Christina Torres is a 32-year-old school teacher in Honolulu, Hawaii. The health crisis forced her to postpone her marriage ceremony, which had been set for June. The pandemic also stopped her from attending a funeral for her grandmother. And Torres misses her friends and exercising at the gym. It's hard not to feel hopeless sometimes, especially because the numbers keep going up, she said. The NORC study found that younger Americans show higher rates of psychosomatic problems. These include trouble sleeping and headaches. The likelihood of experiencing these problems decreases with age. Tom Smith directs NORC's General Social Survey. He said one possible reason for the difference between young and old is that young adults have less experience dealing with public health crises. Smith, who is 71 years old, said he grew up with the health crisis of polio. Torres thinks some of the difficulty for her generation comes from a lack of historical understanding shared by their parents' generation. She worries about the future. It doesn't feel like it's going to get better, she said. 25% of young adults in the study described their mental health as fair or poor. 13% of those 35 and older described themselves this way. Wayne Evans is 18 years old. He is in his first year of studies at North Carolina State University. But he was sent home because there were a lot of coronavirus cases at the school. He said social media reminds him every day of the threat of COVID-19. In some ways, social media has added to my stressors, yes, he said. The NORC study found 67% of young adults felt at least sometimes that they could not control the important things in life. That is compared to 50% of those 35 and older. an even larger difference existed between young and old, who felt that they could not overcome the increasing problems they faced. 55% of younger Americans said difficulties were growing too high, while only 33% of older Americans said the same. Evans blamed social media as part of the problem. Just the information overload that's unavoidable on social media platforms can be distracting, he said. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.